Wars, the wake-up song, and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Right now, it's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. Anything special at Hooters today? You got the paper?
No. Wednesday is Wing Day.
Every day
isn't
is special. Oh, yeah, it's Wings Day. That's right. You get your all-you-can-eat wings for $14.99. And there's beer and girls and TVs. Pretty awesome. Hooters brings you this Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
On this day in history, 52 years ago, I feel a little bit responsible for it, but 1965, the Supreme Court of the U.S. ruled that it is legal for married couples to use contraceptives.
What's that?
To use contraceptives.
Okay.
Until this day, well, Connecticut had a law that it was unconstitutional for married couples to waste their seed.
Yeah. And
wow, you know, really?
Well, every sperm is sacred. Monty Python taught us that.
I just...
Who would catch you?
And it was
question,
that
right?
65, huh?
Yeah. And you feel responsible for it because you were six-month-old lobbyist Brady Bogan.
Well, after 6 months of me being around, they're like, right. We better make
wrap
this
these up.
Yeah.
Make less of these.
Probably true.
Yeah, that's a strange thing, and whoever went to jail for that? I mean, whoever got caught doing it? I mean, I guess your wife would turn you in or something. He uses rubbers, and that's...
That's crazy.
The neighbors looking in the window.
Whoever would know.
Is that a...
Going through your garbage, or your plumber would come by and go, well, the reason it's all clogged up is because you're breaking the law. Why are you using these prophylactic chias? I don't understand how that was ever a law in the first place.
The E in Chuck E. Cheese stands for...
Edgar.
Incorrect. Entertainment.
Wow.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
It's a rat in a restaurant.
So that's why the baby boomers were... Because that's from the 40s to like 64.
Yeah, because they had
the baby boom.
Well, 65.
And they were back from the war.
And then the contraceptives. So that's when the contraceptives came in, 65.
They had to start wearing them because we had a population.
They're like, whoa, slow down.
Came back from two wars, and they couldn't stop hosing your grandma. And grandma was fertile. And granddad was going in free. And plus, there was no AIDS. I mean, the worst thing you had, you'd get a shot for it. It would go away. Herpes didn't. That wasn't a thing. So you could go freebird on anybody you wanted. The only problem was grandma's box looked like a barbershop floor. Covered in hair and dirt.
Thanks for that, Joe.
Just letting you know. And it was pushing out people like nobody's business. I think they had a gestation period of about 4 months until the 70s.
Old lady. A lifetime being pregnant.
Every picture you see of my grandma, she's got a baby in her gut. My grandpa loved two things in this world. Red man chewing tobacco. And my granny's hairy muff.
Oh, man. Really? Kidding.
That guy couldn't get enough of it. He put people in that thing every chance he had.
That's your grandparents and I'm disgusted.
Yeah. My grandma would have to lay down and get a person put in her every 12 months.
You know why?
Dropping
he
out,
certainly
weight
liked
three and
chewing.
Go. Yeah, he loved that chewing tobacco.
I'm picturing like a barn in Indiana.
No. They weren't barn people. Barn people were Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
I'm not so sure that grandpa loved that grandma's muff as much. But boy, Grandpa Skaggs did. Have you all healed up down there, Shirley?
Yeah, Bill, I can't.
I'm going to put people in you again. That's a people.
Well, I guess it's lucky for you.
9 months later, made more people. No, my mom was the first one in. They could have stopped after that. But his love of Shirley's...
Tobacco and
Shirley
Squirrel.
Nonstop, man.
It's a great combo.
Those dudes loved that stuff. Our grandparents loved the fuzz. Loved it. And it was gross back then. There was no, like, feminine hygiene stuff for them, and they didn't care. They were truly the bravest generation because World War II didn't scare them. Korea didn't. They signed up when they were 16 to go fight those krauts. And then what did they come home to? That non-hygienic barbershop floor box. Horrifying.
Pristine.
It wasn't pristine. It never went ping.
They tamed that mane.
Giant underpants. Unsexy clothes. You know, washed by hand with soap and a rag. Nothing compared to the hygiene we've got today. And our hygiene has led us to herpes and AIDS and all this. It's craziness. They had something figured out back then. That hair was a defender of all disease. But boy, it didn't stop people ever.
Marilyn Manson and Macy Gray went to high school together in Canton, Ohio. Hmm. They didn't know each other.
They knew of each other. Brian and Macy. Was her name Macy then, too? Is that a
not
real
sure.
name?
I don't even. There are 6 states where you can sue someone if they have an affair with your spouse.
All right.
It leads to divorce.
Are we one of them?
Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah.
Nice. So dude rolls in, bangs your wife a few times, you catch him, you can sue him.
Yeah.
Because she's going to try to take half your money on the divorce.
Or the other way around, too.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, in this situation, for us, it would be a guy banging our wives. So let's say Ronnie gets hammered by some dude. You can sue him before she can, and probably sue for everything she's going to take from you.
After the settlement, then you'd have to
glorious
bring the law, lawsuit.
Say. That should be a law in every state. That should be a law in all 50 states. Man and woman.
Whoever goes outside.
Whatever. You can sue. The person banging your wife or husband can get sued. There's something to lose for them. That's a great idea.
Bluetooth is named after a 10th century Scandinavian king, Harald Bluetooth. He united Danish tribes into one kingdom. When Bluetooth technology was invented, they picked that name because it unified the way machines communicated.
Cool.
United is a term for conquering now?
Right. Yeah. Slaughtered and united.
Brought them together.
Dovetailed. Yeah, brought them together. We're not saying
it could have been a negotiation.
Sure.
Usually, instead of fighting, why don't
we... The Scandinavians were notoriously
people named Bluetooth
nice.
From Sweden and Norway and stuff, they were notorious negotiators.
United tribes. Yeah. Let's go together.
Well, again, united
and
tribes...
let's take other people out.
...usually meant if you don't agree with us, we'll slaughter you, and then the rest of you will unite with us.
So is that what the U.S. did in the 1800s? We united the Native Americans?
Yes. That's why we're the United States.
And the French did.
There is
nobody...
like fighting back.
More
you've
united.
United them, yeah. It was a real good negotiation tactic. Slaughter the ones that disagree. Learned it from the Catholics.
That's true.
Yeah.
A guy named Tristan Harris used to be a designer for Google. Now he does a lot of talks about how addictive our phones are. The people who design them, I mean, we've talked about, want you to be addicted. So you'll use it more. He writes about it a lot on his website. And he says there's a real easy way to make your phone less addictive.
Turn it off.
That's not easy, though.
No, that's hard.
Just change your settings so everything is black and white.
Huh.
What? He says you end up using it a lot less if you change the screen to grayscale.
Really? The flip-up screen on the bottom, you can do it.
Yeah, so he says...
why? Because
you have an iPhone...
just night shift on, right?
You have an iPhone, you go to settings.
That's not black scale.
Oh, grayscale.
General accessibility, display, accommodations, select color filters.
Okay.
Then switch color filters on and choose grayscale.
Go through it one more time.
So you go to settings.
Yeah.
General.
Got it.
Accessibility.
Yeah.
Display.
Yeah.
Accommodations.
Color filters.
Then switch color filters on and choose grayscale.
On gray. Yeah, I have no need for this black and white television I'm not carrying around. Garbage.
There it goes.
Wow.
It turns it gray. You don't want to have no interest in that. There's no pretty colors or interesting things. It's over.
Let's see.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah, it's
I'm
delicious.
Cured.
I don't know how you do it on your giant Samsung, Brady.
On the back, you just flip a switch and you take the cords out. Yeah, the green, red, and blue cord.
That'll slow it down, huh?
But I can't see the red buttons anymore.
No, what red noticed. Buttons? For recording people?
Uh-oh. Three messages.
Toledo sad.
You'll be all right. There's a way to switch it back, weirdo. Look, you don't need any more notifications. Look, the bank needs money. Yeah, that's all you need to know. You still haven't made that payment yet.
Damn it.
Lights go out Tuesday.
With
your alarm
that,
will go off the same. Hose the air conditioner. It's 3:30.
With that, there's a new app available called Witty Thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's an app that helps you outsource your insanity. You can upload a screenshot of your chat, and other people will weigh in on what they think the other person is actually saying. So if you've been thinking about dating someone, or you've been dating someone and you've been chatting with them, and you don't feel like I understand what they're saying, it's free to use, but you'll want some hardcore help because you have to pay $30 to have one of their dating experts give you advice.
The consultant for dating.
Yep. Right.
You're not going to get many dates.
Congratulations to them for getting $30 a pop.
You have a dating consultant you're paying. You're not going to have any quality dates.
We had that Kickstarter for Romp Him. Yeah. Now there's the Dude Robe, which is a bathrobe that's disguised as a hoodie and sweatpants.
Hmm.
The insides are lined with that sweet bathrobe towel material. $54 for the pants, $64 for the hoodie.
Why are we kickstarting these? If it's a good enough idea, just get somebody to fund you. Stop asking me for money to buy something later.
Sweatpants with the terry cloth liner.
Yeah, I don't understand how clothes work anymore, that you have to ask the general public to help you build it and then charge them to buy one.
A couple little foodie news. You ready for this? Flamin' Hot Chipotle Ranch Cheetos just hit the stores.
Okay.
That's a lot of different
things. A lot
going on.
A lot of
artificial dust on your
food.
Now you no longer have to dip your Flamin' Hot Cheetos in a bowl of ranch. It's already on there.
With Chipotle, right? Didn't you say Chipotle?
Yeah, Chipotle.
Yeah. Chipotle's involved somehow.
Of course it is.
Brought to you by Menon. Huh? Aquavelva. Old black shoe polish. Why is there a sponsor on that? What does Chipotle have to do with cool ranch hot flavor?
No, that's the pepper.
Oh, the pepper.
Oh, the
that's
pepper the is Chipotle's?
Yeah.
Oh, Chipotle, not the... Pepper. I thought they were throwing their name
it's
on the, it. Like,
it's no. Just another one of the great flavors mixed in.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, on the dust wafer you're
eating. Popeyes is rolling out chicken with a cookie dough covering.
What?
Shut up. Really?
They're doing a shortbread cookie... crumbles and
I'm rooting for ISIS. Starting now.
That's disgusting.
Starting right now, America. The gluttony has gotten to the point where I think I'm going to join the other side. Come on.
They're trying to kill us. They are trying.
Well, you're killing
to
yourself.
Kill
if they put it out there and you order it, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But who would order it? How can they?
They're just giving you the.
Who would order it? Have you seen the country?
Would they really?
Like, yeah. There's a reason why
people
they
get excited
it.
About that.
They tested it somewhere, and people were like,
"It's probably good." But I don't know about excited. I reacted the same way, but I'm, you know, it's.
You're excited.
I was thinking chocolate chip cookie. No, I'm not excited about it. I'm curious, but I don't.
That's what gay people say. It doesn't excite me. I am curious about it, and then it'll be exciting when it's in you.
But see, the problem is you'll give that a run, Brady.
Yeah.
And then you'll like it.
Yeah, you I might not. There's a couple that I've never, ordering. You know, I've never had the chicken fries at the Burger King.
Well, that's just chicken strips.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a chicken
strip. With dinner. Potato in it? Isn't there a potato?
It's just chicken strips in it.
In the shape of a French fry.
So you have had that?
No, I haven't.
Well, you haven't had that, but you've had chicken strips before.
Yeah.
Same thing. You expected potato, and you would have been disappointed. You'd have ordered,
where's the tater?
Potato and chicken.
That would have been
where's
two
my
stars.
All-in-one deep-fried wrap of everything?
Chicken's just replacing everything. It's replacing bread.
Yeah.
Chicken on top of your burger.
There's something wrong with you, though, with the cookie dough chicken. Cookie dough.
It does not sound real appealing.
It's right cookie dough that. By itself is a nice little taster. You get a little nibble. You don't want a whole sandwich wrapped in cookie dough. Maybe you do. What a mess. Yep, I'm joining ISIS. That's it. I'm on their side. I can't side with these people. This is craziness. They say we're gluttonous and we're excessive. Sure, I like that part of us, but we're taking it to new levels that are just unacceptable.
There's a guy from Pennsylvania, John Dolezer. He lives in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Got married this weekend. He and his new wife got home after the wedding. They're going through their gifts. She said she wanted to put away some of the money they got. That didn't go over well with John. What are you doing trying to save that money? Those are wedding gifts. Let's spend it. No, I'd like to save it. Well, I'm going to choke you out.
Well, off to a bad start, this wedding.
She got away. She called the cops. They tracked him down because he dashed away himself after the fact. Then... He's still in jail. $40,000 bail. She's not coughing up any of the wedding.
Yeah, you got
to
save that money.
Got
to save that.
10%.
She's good with money.
$400 to get him out. Nope.
He married a very frugal woman.
There's her catch.
Oh, my God. It's me and Ben Kingsley's kid.
This mother's catching a little heat. This is in Florida, Palm Beach. She decided to teach her daughter, one-year-old daughter, the fear of snakes. Wants her to fear the snakes. So she had a little, I think it's a red rat snake, and had her daughter reach out. Well,
but the kid was not equipped with this coming out of the box. She had to teach it the fear of snakes. She was too
one-year-old,
too
sometimes.
Comfortable
one-year-old
with snakes.
Old kid, right?
And seemed so, a little too cozy with snakes, so she's going to teach her.
And
a
it's
lesson.
A baby snake,
sure.
But
it's a worm.
Kid reaches out the snake, and the snake strikes the kid on the finger.
That'll learn.
No
you.
Damage, but she felt this was the time to teach the kid.
Sure.
At one. And now people are, you know,
hey.
Child Protective Services looking into it.
Tomorrow we're going to teach the kid that ovens are hot.
There's a video of it, too.
Good. So there's a tutorial involved as well. Bottom line, did it work?
I'm not sure.
We'll find out in 10 years.
I'm not sure if it at one.
Give me my phone.
The kid knows better or not.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to be scarring, even at one.
Usually, I would wait a little bit longer where they're, you know.
Right.
Because I don't think
I broke my leg when I was two, and from there on, I'm afraid of drugstores
really,
that have been mopped.
I'm not breaking my leg.
Well, every time I see piso mojado sticks, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. This is a twister. Those mopped floors, and I was a fresh two, blew my leg up, and I can remember from that day forward. So there's some trauma that'll wake a kid up.
Eric, I forgot to add in on the foodie news that there's something that you can wash it down with starting the July 4th weekend for limited time. Zima is back.
Oh, good.
Limited time.
Yeah.
Better hurry, huh?
Well, they want to roll it out.
They'll be flying off the shelves. Stuff is good.
Mark Randall is excited.
Mark likes Zima. Cats at Mark's house bathe in it.
Really?
Then he gives them a cat bath. He licks the Zima off.
1993.
It's horrible. I remember the excitement around Zima. It couldn't have been that much longer after.
2008.
Yeah. Well, they weren't doing it in mass, that's for sure. I remember we all, because we were all 21, 93. That's when we all got it. And Zima commercials were like, this is amazing. Yeah, we're going to go get
all
that.
All the house parties. They were
everybody had Zima. And it was like black licorice. It was the most avoided thing I've ever seen in my life.
All the chicks had it.
Chicks thought it was cool at first, but it still tasted too bad to guzzle. It was awful. I'm surprised it lasted more than a year. 15 years of minor production. There was a group of people that...
It hasn't really... You know, now it's just different packaging. They call it something else.
It's gross.
The wine coolers had to change their... Now you got the flavored...
Wine coolers always had kind of a Gatorade-type thing. They were the first ones to come at you with like 30 different types.
Now the hard sodas.
Yeah. But Zima... At least they taste good. Zima was... A mistake right out of the gate.
We got a couple of radio videos. The first one is this British politician. He's just unleashed his ad campaign. It's kind of boring at first. And then he tries to end it with a strong jingle.
Oh, he's got a song in it. All right, let's have at it. Oh, he looks very British.
Oh, yeah.
This is Ian with a haircut.
Hello, my name's Greg Knight. I'm the Conservative candidate for East Yorkshire. There's a general election on the 8th of June, and I hope, if you live in East Yorkshire, that you'll vote for me. When you vote in an election, you're doing two things. You're choosing who is your local representative, but you're also choosing a prime minister.
He's got long arms.
I hope you'll vote for me and support Theresa May. Mm-hmm. We want a strong and stable government, not a coalition of chaos led by Jeremy Corbyn.
With conservative delivery. Just doing a close-up of a poster on his wall.
Does he know what decade he's in? Greg Astley wasn't available?
My God, that came out of nowhere at the end.
That is very 80s.
Terrible.
Wow.
He has, and somebody said, yeah, we're not going to recut that. That's it. That's the keeper. What were the bad ones?
We have better facilities to make commercials than that guy.
I have a phone I could do a better commercial on.
I know,
on
you could do iMovie.
Eric, it's no nonsense.
Wow.
That's pathetic.
Sort of a quick edit, too, right into the song.
Hit it, boy.
Not real sure that Greg was given full autonomy on, like, Do I have editing skills? No, we're just going with what we come up with, Greg. You have $300.
I'm not voting for him just because of
that. Just because of that. I agree. That was his worst decision was giving that the thumbs up to air. There you go.
Nobody under 60 will vote for him.
Beyond that, nobody with an eye or ear at all will recognize that is the least quality thing I've ever seen.
And what
if that's his idea of great representation of himself, how's he going to represent me?
Yeah, because I like the last line he said is to get away from the chaos, then boom, right. That happens.
Credibility.
Greg Knight. Poor guy.
I'd vote for him
money.
Just to see more videos.
I know.
Did it get worse if you promise more videos?
Going. I want to see more.
I want to see more. Like, I want you to give me a video of you talking about every single topic. I want to know you're on top of it with a song.
He's got 20 jingles.
It looks like he spent all his money on the jingle, the writing and production of the jingle, and then the video part was like, we're broke, Greg.
He's just going to keep going backwards. Eventually, we had silent movies.
Right.
Or his son's the musician.
I'm also a mime. I'm going to mime out my next five moves.
See them all?
Conservative responsibility.
Vote for Greg Knight.
I like him. I actually kind of, I'm digging him now.
I think it's Greg Knight.
It's Greg Knight.
The next one, or the last radio video, is this dude comes shooting out of a water slide with the perfect landing. You'll see it.
What do you mean?
He
lands in the water.
Yeah, you'll watch.
Oh, you get. Oh, he's a. Oh, perfect. That's a black guy. They've mastered water. We're in trouble.
That's amazing.
Wait a minute. Wow. He just Jesused his way across the whole pool and then got out.
All right. How'd they fake that?
Yes. How is that?
Watch it again.
He didn't even act nervous. Black people are so afraid of the water, he wouldn't even go in it. He just went over it.
Yeah, that's something's messed up there.
Well, if this starts happening, the Olympics are going to change completely.
I love the lady's reaction.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Andy, his shirt... He had a shirt in his hand. He puts it. That's the most amazing thing I've ever
rode
seen.
Up from
the hydroplane.
He's putting it on.
No, it's scooting up
it
on
down.
The hydroplane.
Oh, all right. I thought he puts it over his head. This is amazing. He puts it over his head.
Yeah,
he puts his shirt on while he's sliding across the drink. This is amazing. Yeah, he's putting a shirt on. That is a... He's just holding it. I don't know what I'm seeing there. That defies... Screw you, Newton. Everything you believe is wrong. Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Wow. That's amazing. Recruit that guy at
Even
everything.
Fired coach.
Yeah. Bad motto was amazing. Wow. I don't know what I just watched. It's the only conclusion I've got. Black people hate swimming so much they've mastered a way to just float. At great speeds. Of course they can float faster than you. Well done. Man, oh man. I got to watch that a couple more times to see if that's fake or not. That doesn't look real.
Sensibility.
We're going to give you a boat. You guys can have at it in about 14 minutes. Going to give you a word that will make it so you can text in and qualify for our glorious Super Awake boat we're going to be giving away here in the next few days. So, have your little text fingers out and your little black and white phone that Brady made so it is not at all addictive anymore. Black and white. Totally don't want it. Like a Humphrey Bogart phone. I'm not interested. It's 746. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters.
What happens after the show?
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Find out on the HNS All Access Podcast. Roll now through the 98KUPD app.